defend immigrant communities, Cora Bergantinus, socialist alternative, co-thinkers of the Socialist Party in the US. Trump is sending a clear message against our immigrant brothers and sisters, and it is time to activate the resistance. He has repeatedly promised to deport 2 to 3 million undocumented immigrants, threatening to do in months what took the Obama administration 8 years. If Trump keeps his promise, he will need to go back to the tactics used during the Bush years with workplace and neighborhood raids that rounded up thousands of workers at car washes, meatpacking plants, and grocery stores. Considering the current climate, this approach could spark massive resistance. It would not be the first time that overreaching by the Republican Party against immigrants led to a tremendous upheaval in society. In 2005, the Republican-dominated House passed the Sensenbrenner Bill, targeting all undocumented workers for deportation and criminalizing anyone giving them assistance. It led to one of the biggest waves of mass demonstrations in U.S. history, culminating in the historic Day Without Immigrants on the 1st of May 2006. This included strike action that paralyzed important sections of the economy, such as the Port of Los Angeles. This courageous movement stopped the bill and pushed back anti-immigrant attitudes. But the unions tragically failed to bring the native-born working class out alongside immigrant workers, leaving them isolated. Through workplace raids, especially in industries where organizing drives were underway, many were deported, the movement was broken down, and the demand for equal rights for all workers was temporarily defeated. But while Trump wants to implement his agenda in a hurry, this is not the same country it was a decade ago. A new generation has been radicalized and galvanized into struggle by the Immigrant Dreamer campaign, Occupy, the Fight for $15, Black Lives Matter, and the Dakota Pipeline struggle. Millions responded last year to Bernie Sanders' call for a political revolution against the billionaire class. Trump's agenda can be defeated, but it will take more than protests and demonstrations if we are going to win. This time, native-born workers and young people must come out in active solidarity with immigrant workers. The unions have a crucial role to play, not only organizing key workplaces, but also calling mass meetings, where workers can discuss, plan, and organize non-violent civil disobedience actions, including strike action. Networks are already being built in a number of cities to prepare mass non-violent civil disobedience to resist the deportations. Defending immigrants' rights is not only a question of fairness or justice. Millions feel threatened by Trump's attacks on women's rights, workers' rights, and environmental protections. Trump knows he will face massive opposition and wants to win quick victories. A defeat of one struggle could send a wave of demoralization to all our movements. We can't allow one step back. The right-wing agenda can be defeated, but only if all of us unite in solidarity and build our social power, the strongest force of humanity. Full article at socialistalternative.org.